All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, the morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com. Always doing our best to promote and be in and around where community events are happening. And there's not one that's probably more local than the Brook Street Surfing Classic. Good morning to Brandy Faber. How are you doing, dude?
I'm doing great. How are you?
He is the contest director or something of that sort for Brook Street, which did happen earlier than it's ever happened this past weekend. Front page article in the Coastline Pilot today about it. Congrats on getting this thing up and running after 2 years hiatus.
Yeah, it was an amazing opportunity. You know, working with the city, they allowed us to extend our waiting period and open a little earlier than normal these past few years to take advantage of the earlier swells we've been getting.
Yeah.
And knocked it out first weekend of the waiting period.
So how frantic is that? You announce the waiting period, first weekend the swell's good enough to do the contest, then you got to tell everybody.
Yeah, you know, it's actually gotten a lot easier nowadays with social media and forecasting. We knew this swell was coming before the waiting period even opened.
Right.
And I was getting calls from a good buddy, Dagwood, who's the coach of the Thurston Junior High Surf team.
Sure.
He's like, have you seen that swell that's looking like 10 days out? And fired it up. And, you know, so we knew it was there.
This is the 50th anniversary year. But even so, it's a little bit longer than that because we've missed years here and there.
Correct. Right. Yeah. The contest started July 31st, 1955. So I believe we'd be close to 58 running,
right.
I think, if my math's correct. But, you know, there's been a few years where we didn't have the kind of surf we needed on a weekend. We have to have two solid days of surf because it's a big contest. There's about 150 local competitors that surf in it.
Right.
And just the last 2 years, we didn't have that surf on the weekends. So
something like, you know, 20, 25 years ago, how different was it getting the word out? How did you do it then?
Well, you know, being a kid, there was waves on a Friday. And I remember my first Brook Street, you know, one of the older locals just said, hey, Brook Street's going to be on tomorrow. Are you going to do it? And I was scared because it was Second Reef. And,
yeah.
But I was more scared of him, you know, because I had to surf with him every day at Thalia Street. And I went down to Brook Street and surfed in it. And, you know, it was a lot easier back then. I think nowadays it's a little paralysis by analysis.
Huh.
Back then you'd show up. If there was waves, you'd run it.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So
today, I think we tend to look a little too much. Even before this weekend, some people were like, you shouldn't run it. Like, we have all summer to wait. And it turned out to be probably one of the best.
We have so much more data and analyzation now.
Too much.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's a simpler time.
Yeah. We're trying to get back to a simpler time when we actually make the call.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. Congrats on getting it going so early. Again, Brandy in studio, who put on the Brook Street Classic this past weekend. We are going to give away a shirt in a little bit. Do you want to talk about some of the results?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there are quite a few results. There's 13 divisions. So if people want to see all those results, they're in the paper. They're on our Brook Street Surfing Classic Facebook page. You know, Hans Hagen was the big winner.
Hans wins everything.
Well, you know, Hans does win everything. He didn't surf in the Thalia contest a couple weeks ago.
Right, and somebody else won because he wasn't there is
well,
what I heard.
Well, let me back that up because Watto won it, who's
right.
just as deserving. And yeah, it might have been different. And Hans was there and I had a talk with Hans. I did a Maui Ola event with him in Del Mar a few weeks ago. And Hans was telling me, he's like, man, I'm so bummed. I wasn't able to defend my title at Thalia. I'm going to take out the Brook Street. So, you know, he kind of did the Babe Ruth thing and pointed his bat to the fence and hit one out. And, you know, he won the pro and $1,000. And he also won his age division, which is senior masters.
Cool.
So he's the double winner. You know, a couple other favorite divisions of mine are the boys.
Yeah.
You know, 13 and under. They
It's the up-and-comers.
Up-and-comers, yeah. But they're Groms, you know. And there's a kid, Tyson Lockhart, who's 10 years old. He made the final.
Wow.
First contest, first Brook Street ever. They don't get to surf Brook Street that often by themselves when it's double overhead on them.
Right.
So
That's big.
It was big.
4 to 8, you said, or something like that?
I would say, you know, surf conditions from Sunday, you know, were 4 to 6 feet. Saturday was probably 6 to 8 feet.
Wow.
So another favorite that I just have to touch on was Ron Sizemore. Ron's 68 years old. He enters pretty much every division. He surfed in every division in the event, except for the women's.
Okay.
he goes back to 1960 doing this event.
Wow.
He's the Iron Man of Brook Street, and he won the bodyboard.
He's almost done it since it started.
Almost, yeah. And at that point, in 1961, he was the U.S. champion at Huntington Beach, which is now the U.S. Open.
Right.
And he shot the pier backwards, and it was aired on ABC's Wild World of Sports back then.
God.
So cool moment for Ron to win the bodyboard division at 68 this
That's
year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, rad, dude. Again, Brandy in studio helped put on the Brook Street, the earliest it's ever been, the 50-year anniversary of this thing happening. after 2 years hiatus. It's all very exciting. There's a front page article in Coastline Pilot. You can search for Brook Street Surfing Classic online for more info. We do. I'm not. Here's what I want to do. I don't want to say who sings this song because I want someone to guess to win this shirt.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Possible, right? Totally doable.
100% doable.
Right. We'd be disappointed if it did not happen.
I would probably just throw that CD out the window and watch the cars run over it if not one local calls in and knows who this
is. We really hope someone's listening that can do this. We're going to play No Sleep Till Brook Street off a CD that Brandy brought in for us this morning. And we've got a really rad 50th annual Brook Street t-shirt. Talk about the design and the origin of this thing again.
Yeah, so Marcel Mead, he's a local artist who also competes in the Brook Street and surfs out there. He designed the 50th artwork. And, you know, we thought it was awesome and put it on the t-shirt.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play this song off CD right now. We've skipped the minute 33 reggae ska type intro. We're going to go straight to the tune. If you call in and tell us who sings No Sleep Till Brook Street at 949-715-5936, again, 715-KXFM, you'll win this rad t-shirt. Here we go.